This morning, I wanted us to look at a question. A question that seems to carry over from generation to generation. That question was asked in heaven. And it was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit present. And that question was, who will go for us? Who will go for us? The us being the triunity of God or the trinity of God, however you want to say it, the three persons of God, who is one God only. And you can just picture this conversation. Who will go for us? Now, that's a lot different in the questioning there. Then when people say, well, God called me to preach. God has sent me to preach. God has sent me to teach. God has called me to do whatever God has called you to do. And as the Lord looks at our heart, he's saying, I want you to remember something. The question that started in heaven, who will go for us? Now, an individual can receive the call of God. Many have on teaching, preaching, singing, whatever the ministry is. They receive the call, but they don't go. They don't go. The church in our generation, folks, is a mess. And we cause the mess. Why, what do we do? I don't know. Let me ask. Do you go? Go where? Do you go wherever God calls you to go? Do you do what God has called you to do? Oh, praise God, I know I have the calling. Well, nobody else knows you have the calling because you are not following the calling. You're just talking a good game, and it's not really good. Doesn't register in heaven. For the question that was asked, who will go for us? Well, there's a great prophet, Isaiah. Now, Isaiah and Elijah, John the Baptist, all prophets. Moses was a prophet. But of all the prophets we have, when you get into the book of Isaiah, you will find from beginning to end of the book of Isaiah, the proclamation of exactly what Jesus is going to say and exactly what is going to happen concerning Jesus. So you're talking about Isaiah lived about 700 years prior to the birth of Jesus. Isaiah is proclaiming the birth of the Son of God. Isaiah happens to be present on earth in prayer when the question is asked. In Isaiah 6 verse 8, then I heard, this is Isaiah. Now remember something else about Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet that actually penned, he wrote the visions that God gave him. He himself, it wasn't the scribe or anyone else around him. Isaiah wrote the book of Isaiah. Now, Isaiah is telling, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then Isaiah says, here am I, send me. I hear you, Lord, send me. And so God chose Isaiah to prepare the way for his son. Ah, now wait a minute, preacher. I thought that was John the Baptist. Do you realize that Isaiah tells about John the Baptist that is to come? Isaiah is speaking about the one crying in the wilderness. Who will make the way? Who will prepare the way? The announcement of the coming, of the beginning, of the end. So therefore, for us looking at who Isaiah is, see, Isaiah's not dead. As a matter of fact, anyone who leaves this body in Christ is not dead. You're going to see them again. You're going to even get along this time. And there's not going to be any foolish bickering or anything else. None of that. God says, whosoever calls on my name, I will in no wise turn away. So Isaiah is hearing God speak to him. Now, Isaiah, I'm going to give you a message. We read in Matthew, as you go, the Great Commission, we read, go into the world and preach the gospel. Actually, if we'll break that down, we'll see that the Lord is saying, as you go. He takes it that you're going. You're saved. You're called. Not go into the world, like go out there. It says, as you go. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, each one of us as Christians are actually saying, here am I, Lord, send me. Send me. We read the parables in the New Testament that Jesus is trying to get across. Will you go work for me in the field? Yes, Lord, I'll go. The other one says, no, I'm not going. The one who said he would go did not go, and the one who said he would not go is the one who went. You see, when the conviction of life hits us, that conviction is so powerful, that conviction is so strong, that we say, here am I, send me. Because God has said, who will go for us? Here am I, send me. But now when you say, here am I, send me, better go. Keep your promise to God. Keep the commitment. Folks, the honor of receiving a call in any ministry whatsoever that glorifies God, such an honor. And yet we throw it out with the trash. Oh, I know, I'm going to heaven anyway, so even if I sit here and don't do anything, I'm a Christian, I'm going to heaven. Well, I guess, really speaking, that's correct if you've truly accepted Christ. But you're going to live a miserable life as a Christian. I know a lot of miserable living Christians. Nothing ever goes right. Everything's wrong. Well, the Lord may give you $1 million. What's said? Well, you know, he should have sent me 2. You know, while he's into it, because he's got it all. God says, I'm going to give you something more valuable than any stone and any monetary gain for your life. I'm going to give you peace of mind, peace in your heart, peace to know that this body is, when it is through, you're not. You have just begun. Jesus goes to Galilee, and you all remember that they would not allow him to teach or preach. They didn't respect him. Scripture says that even his own family, his own brother, said that they didn't know him, that he was not the Christ. He was considered crazy, and Jesus says, a prophet is not without honor except in his own home and around his own family. Very difficult for family to ever see anyone as truly a man or woman of God when they watched you grow up. Why, you was a terror on Buffalo Hill. You didn't even have brakes on your bicycle. I mean, people will do that. But let me tell you something. God says to us, just like he said to Isaiah and all the other preachers that he called, he said, I want you to understand something. I want you to tell the world how much I love them. I want you to understand, as my voice in the human body, I want you to understand that I am going to give you my word. Don't you dare withhold it, and don't you dare change something thinking you're making it better. I want you to preach what I tell you to preach. Isaiah heard it. Isaiah knew the call. And Isaiah said, okay, Lord, I'm ready. And Isaiah preached God's word. He goes to Nazareth, Jesus does. And when he goes to Nazareth, he goes into the temple. Now, it's obvious they were used to that Jesus in his adult ministry would read, because he goes in at Nazareth and they hand him the scroll. Guess which scroll they handed him? The scroll of Isaiah. And this really got Jesus in trouble. Listen to this in Luke 4:17-19. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor." Now, are you listening? That's Isaiah said that. He's reading from Isaiah. Whose voice do you hear? Is it not Jesus' words? Isaiah was telling his generation 700 years before the birth of Jesus, "He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." I'm living in the year of the Lord's favor. You see, when Jesus was born, a babe in Bethlehem, I tell you about every Sunday, and eventually we're going to get it. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, that was the beginning of the end of the age. The church age. But listen to this. "He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoner, recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, legalism and all, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Grace. Grace poured out on that cross. Grace poured over into our spirit, into our heart. Grace, marvelous grace, wonderful grace. And I and you are so blessed to be living in the year of the Lord's favor. Woo, I like living in the Lord's favor. But Larry, you messed up the rest of it. You better believe it more than most. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares. And you know, we truly are his favorite. Now people say, but Jesus is no respecter of person. Let me explain to you what that means. That means just because you've got so much money you don't know what to do with or anything else, the only way that you will ever be saved is through the same name, Jesus Christ. He is not a respecter of an individual that said, "Yeah, but there's another way." That's a lie. There isn't. "Oh, but you know, if I do this many good things or that many good things, you know, I'll sort of even out the good and the bad." No, you're not. Folks, we got so much junk in our life. If it's left up to us, we're already sunk. But when you say yes to Jesus Christ, accept him as Lord and Savior of your life, he says, "I got you. I got you, Brother Randy. You got that? I got you. I'm watching after you. All hell will come against you." But Jesus says, Don't sweat it. That's a paraphrase. Don't sweat it. I got you covered. I have you covered in my blood, in the new generation, in the year of God's favor. So the Lord says, I will take care of you. That sounds like we're pretty special, doesn't it? I will watch after you. Not only that, Larry, listen to me. And he calls each one of us by name. Jesus knows my name. He knew my name before time ever began, the Bible says. He knows who I am. He knew who I would be. And he knew that the abortion was never going to take hold on me. He knew that. And here I am. As I've been told for so many years, never wanted you. But I got you. You know, that's the way most wives feel. I got you. I'm stuck with you. Gentlemen, you are only that lovable for a short period of time. I don't know what we did wrong. But Jesus says, I got you. Doesn't matter what the world plans against you. It does not matter what Satan wants to bring against you. I want you to know you're living in my favor. I got your back. I got your front. I got your side. I got your head. I love you. And Isaiah was called an evangelical prophet. Evangelical prophets? Isaiah told a full story of who Jesus is. Is that not our ministry to tell the story of who Jesus is? And to look at our own life? And be able to give testimony of how Jesus is the one that's in charge. I don't care what man lays down before you. I don't care what barrier you think you have. I'm talking about a God that moves mountains. I'm talking about a God that says, look at me. Look at me, Larry. Lord, it's spooky in this world. I'm afraid. Did you ever get afraid? There's a time that you will find in your life, many do, because we were created by God never to die. We were never supposed to die. We chose death. That was chosen in the garden. You and I didn't vote on it. God had no vote in it. God just simply says, I give you everything. Has he not continued to do that for us? Throughout the whole Old Testament, God has said to you and me, my son is coming. My son is coming. Pay attention, Larry. My son is here. Ushering in the year of the Lord's favor, which happens to be a period of time, an age in itself, which is called the church age. At the end of the church age happens to be the second coming of Jesus. And we got right in there, didn't we? Got to be born in the year of grace, mercy, hope. I got you. All the prophets of old talked about it, but they never, ever got to see it. You and I have God's favor. We're born in the time God wanted us to be born. And he says, as he asks, who will go for us? God said, I'm not going to make you preach, Larry. Are you going to get in there and get a sissy fight on me to where that you can say, oh, I can't handle the pressure anymore. So just in case, Larry, you think you're going to get that way, I'm going to put you in the Marine Corps. I don't want to do that again, the Marine Corps. But every person who serves in the armed services will let you know. It made me grow up. It made me see people as they really are. Hatred and bitterness. Man's depravity as to what they do in battle. But it says, I got you. One of these days, Brother Randy, I ought to do a sermon on I Got You, seeing how I say it every Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Ah, thank you. Jesus wants you to know, when He touches your heart, when He says, this is what I want you to do, you do not have to second guess what He called you to do. That means He's already paved the way. That means that one step at a time, one step at a time. Jesus is not going to go way up yonder. Well, wait a minute, Lord, you get up there and I know I'm protected getting up that aisle. I want you up there. Faith tells me that ministry is a journey, one step at a time. And that faith must always be in the Christ who has called us, understanding He's right here. He's right here. He's right here. Right in my heart. Right in me. Not in my brain. In the real me, the spiritual me. The spiritual me's in there somewhere, just like the spiritual you's in there. And Jesus said, I'm taking up abode. It's a sleepover that never ends. Jesus comes into our heart. Lord, I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. That's why you need to trust Him. You don't know how to fight your battle. You don't know what that battle is going to represent in heaven. You see, people think, wait a minute now. I got to make sure God's paying attention to me. God is living in you, people. He has never left us. He's all around us. The Lord sees everything we do. You thought the NSA was bad, didn't you? The Lord sees everything. Now, let me tell you. NSA doesn't have anything on them. God said, you will answer for every idle word that you've ever spoken. Man, was I so happy that I accepted Jesus and His forgiveness that He gave me on that cross by accepting my punishment. Do you know that all those idle words, if you all got a few idle words out there you wish you could suck back in? Well, if you did, your tongue would probably fall off. That's how we are as human beings. But Jesus said, when you say yes to me, Larry, every idle word that I am telling those who are lost that have not accepted me, those words are the very words that will convict them. They are the witness against themselves. They happen to be the ones who said no. But those who said yes, God says, I got you. Jesus knows my name. I'm on His list. Now, I might be on a lot of lists in this world, but there's only one list that really matters. You and I were born in the year of God's favor because we are born in the church age. Grace, grace, marvelous grace. Grace upon grace. That's a lot of grace. You know why? We need it. Would you put up with yourself? If you had to vote on yourself going to heaven based on who you know and what you know inside of you about you, what would you say? Lord, I realize that I'm guilty. I don't deserve it, but I sure would appreciate a little grace. I said that to a college professor one time when he said, Larry, what kind of grade do you think you ought to get? I said, well, I'll deserve in this one a C or a D. That was psychology, so it was messed up anyway. I deserve a C or a D. Now, Mr. Caldwell, you asked me. I want an A, but I think that the grace in you is going to give me a B. I got to be. You see, Jesus says to me and you, when you said yes to me, you won't see another test. You're A+ in my book. And by the way, your name is written in my book. That's Jesus' book. Jesus says, I know you. I know you. And despite yourself, I love you. I love you just like you are, and I've called you just like you are, and it has taken a lifetime for the Lord to finally get in my mind, my spirit, that He truly does love me. I mean, look at your own life. I'm an individual only God could love. I sweet-talked Faye 50 years ago that only God would love. It was one of those things that God said, once I say it, you count it as already being done. Saved. Safe. And all hell better pay attention to that. I cannot stand toe-to-toe to Satan, but I'll sure tell God on him. If you don't know Jesus, I want you to know something. He knows you. You're not here by accident. You're not. God gives all of us chance after chance after chance until we have hardened our heart to the point and God then will withdraw His Spirit. That is really, really spooky. But that is a fact.